This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All right, here's a Halloween, not an April Fool's business story. There is an online company based in South Carolina that will run a background check to see if there's a record of anyone dying in a given house. Now, some of you are scoffing at this, but some of you are saying, gee, I'd like to know that. It is not a perfect system. It can't guarantee with certainty that no one ever died over in your den there, but it is a kind of due diligence. Roy Condrey is CEO of DiedInHouse.com. Mr. Condrey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Dave?
Good. What in the world prompted you to set up this business?
Well, I have some rental properties that I manage on the side, and in the middle of the night, I had a tenant text me saying, did you know your house is haunted? So the next day, I got online, because that's where we go to get information. And there, what I did find was page and page of advice telling you how to find this information. And what they say is to check government records, speak to your neighbors, and check online. So it's tons of research to find this.
So that got you pondering, and you're thinking, bingo, business model, that could work.
Well, at this point, I'm figuring it's hard to do. There's no site, and there's really no law protecting people from not disclosing this. So there is a stigmatized property appraiser. His name's Randall Bell. He's out of California. And he states that a death in a home, especially a violent death, can depreciate the value up to 25%, and it'll take 50% longer to sell.
I'm trying to think of some of the customers for this, Mr. Condrey. An important customer would be a buyer, because if there's something to be said about a house that might in some way stigmatize it in some people's view, the buyer would want to know, because perhaps if the buyer doesn't care that there's been a death there, they could get a better price.
This impacts many people. One group is people that do believe in the paranormal. Whether we believe in it or not, they want to know if something, a death happened in that property. The second part is the impact it has on the property value. We're not trained to think this way. So my first question is, would it bother you to find out that someone's died in your home after you've closed? And a lot of guys say no. So, okay. How about the fact that it could possibly impact your value of their home? You can get rid of a water leak. You can get rid of an age roof. But you can't get rid of the stigma of death in a home. And if it bothers you, you're going to be stuck.
So what about you yourself? If you found out that in the house that you personally were living, 25 years ago, an old gentleman passed away, would that bother you?
You know, that's what happened to me with the rental property. You know, I found out afterwards, and I was like, why didn't anybody tell me that? And I figured that's part of the disclosure law. So, yes, I believe I'd want to know.
Roy Condrey is CEO of DiedInHouse.com, a website that allows users to research who may have passed away in a given residential address. It's based in South Carolina. Mr. Condrey, thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, David, for the opportunity.